Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our second installment on the final section of Shmoneh Esrei. We were speaking yesterday about some of the meaning of the progression within these last three blessings of Shmoneh Esrei. I do just want to mention the Gemara and Megillah. If people remember from our segment on the beginning section of Shmoneh Esrei, the Gemara explains the progression from each blessing to the next. So why is this bracha of Ritzei, the bracha about our service of God, why is it where it is? So we know that the preceding bracha on a weekday Shmoneh Esrei is Shomea Tefillah, that we ask God to hear our prayers. So the Gemara cites the famous pasuk, Vavio Simal Har Kachi, I will bring them to my holy mountain, V'simachtim Beveis Tefillasi, I will bring them joy in my house of prayer, their offerings will be for favor to me on my altar. So we see, I will bring them joy in my house of prayer, and then I will accept their offerings. So the Gemara says, similarly, we shift from a bracha of Shomea Tefillah, in which we focus on God listening to our prayers, to the bracha of Ritzei, in which we focus to God's accepting our korbanos, our sacrifices. So we're kind of following the model within that pasuk. Now, regarding this issue of praying about sacrifices, it's somewhat of a striking thing for us. We don't have a temple today, and yet we say, Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu b'amcha Yisrael v'sfila sam. We hope that God finds favor with us and our prayers, and that we can relate to. But then we start talking about that God should accept the Isha Yisrael, the offerings of Klal Yisrael. Why are we talking about that? We don't have that today. So obviously there's a concept here of praying that God should bring us to the third temple, right? As obviously we close off the bracha, HaMachazir Shechina So LeTzion, that he will bring back his divine presence to Zion with the building of the third temple. There's a fascinating medrash. The medrash says that we know during the times of King David, David HaMelech, there was a terrible plague and many died. And the medrash says the reason why so many people died is because they didn't pray that there should be a Beis HaMikdash. They didn't pray there should be a temple. That's an especially striking medrash because there had never been a temple before these people. There was the Mishkan in the desert. We have different places that Klal Yisrael would bring offerings, but a formal temple that came after the life of David. And that generation is taken to task that they didn't actively pray for this new concept that there should be a temple. It's fascinating that they're taken to task for that. All the more so, we who have experienced the temple in our history, though we don't know exactly what it's like, we know there was a concept of a temple, we certainly need to pray to God that he should bring us a third temple, because it's a tremendous statement against us if we don't pray for that. And therefore, the rabbis installed into this bracha this request of God. It's something we say in every single Shmoneh Esrei, not just the weekday Shmoneh Esreis. This concept that we always pray that the temple should be rebuilt, because we learn from the Medrash how important it is that we should be in the habit of requesting that temple. An interesting thing to think about. It's also so striking. We, of course, know that there are other segments of Judaism that feel it's not important to be praying for the temple. The fact that in every single Shmoneh Esrei we ever daven, it's placed in this bracha shows how vital it is to the traditional Judaic approach that we should daven for the rebuilding of the temple. There's an interesting point here. If you look at the opening phrase, Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu ba'amcha Yisrael v'sfilasam, you should find favor with your people Israel and with their prayers. Okay, so we said this bracha is about prayers and it's about acceptance of korbanos, but there was something else tucked in there. Find favor with your people Israel. What's that about? It should say, God, find favor with the prayers of Israel. We say the people before we say the prayers. So Rav Hirsch explains that before anything, we have to hope that God sees us as valuable servants and children, and sees our sincerity and sees our purity. If he views us that way, then he'll view our tefillos in a similar vein. He'll view our prayers in a similar vein. Just think about it. We all know people that we don't feel are sincere, or we don't feel really have our best interests at heart, or we don't feel really care about us. When they say things to us, we listen with half an ear at best. when we have people that we're close friends with or that we know have been devoted to us and helped us in so many ways in the past, when they open their mouths, we're really listening. So before we even ask that God should find favor with our prayers, we ask that God should find favor in us. It's a comment Rav Hirsch makes. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.